We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schrein. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you very much. Hello, and what a pleasure to be able to report that the cast of My Music is unchanged. John Amis and Frank Muir locked in mortal musical combat with Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Right, John Amis, start us off. The name of Henry Hall appears incongruously, one would think, on this score. Can you explain?
I think this particular movement is called Homage to Henry Hall, isn't it? Vaughan Williams.
Yes, that's
right. And
it's
from a partita for string orchestra.
For double string orchestra. It's the third movement. That's right. Subtitled Homage to Henry Hall, the downspan leader. A nice gesture. A nice gesture. You have a mark. Frank, there are singers and singers. As I'm sure you'll agree, this is a singer.
He's having a go, the lad.
He's having a go. Indeed. Well, what a voice is the only possible comment. Here's the same man, Fritz Wunderlich, in a song by the 18th century composer called Martini. Frank, the composer of that song, Martini, was the first person to do something rather unusual with two kettle drums. What do you think it was that he did?
Something bizarre.
Well, it had not been done before.
What period was that?
18th century.
Oh, yes. Well, this is quite well known, isn't it?
My mind is boggling already.
He put a gallon of vermouth in one kettle drum and an egg cup full of gin in the other and invented the dry martini.
Of course, yes. I hadn't thought of his name in relation to his actions. Yeah, you're right. What Mr. Martini did with his two kettle drums was he scored them to be played simultaneously rather than bom, bom, bom. So he played, as it were, gudung, you see. Beethoven sometimes credited with having done this, but Martini was the first. Good. Ian, here's part of a concerto, or a pseudo-concerto anyway, but for which instrument?
It's clearly not of a violin, nor a viola.
No.
Nor, I think, a cello.
No.
That only leaves the double bass.
One mark.
Hooray.
He was... Rodney Slatford. He was playing, in fact, what's the word for it? Lightly touching the string.
Oh, a harmonic.
Yes, playing harmonics on his double bass, and that music by Caper, mark two. Dennis, talking of double bass players, can you give this gentleman a name?
Well, not from his playing, but from the fact that he sang.
Yeah.
Because he's the one who was known as the singing bass player.
Yes.
Who was Slam Stewart.
Slam Stewart, yeah. There with Benny Goodman Group, yes. He came from the double act originally. Remember the name of the act?
Well, I don't think he came originally. He did a double act with Slim Gaylard.
Slim and Slam.
They actually wrote Flatfoot Fluge with the Floyd.
Slim Gaylard did, not Slam Stewart.
Yeah.
Sam Stewart.
Sam Stewart and another guy. I don't remember, but he was one of the, right. You know.
It sort of sounds a bit like Stefan Grappelli an octave down.
Yes, yeah. Right. He would play with the double bass, with a bow, and hum at the same time. He was a veteran jazz player.
Is that terribly difficult to do?
No,
you know,
it's, musically? Well, it's more difficult than dom, 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 dom. Yes.
Yeah.
But not impossible. Let us look back to the older days and older forms of music making. John Amos, your turn again. What did Leonardo da Vinci design 3.5 centuries before the man who's usually credited with it? Theobald Boehm, his name.
Oh, flute. Flute and clarinet fingerings.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can you get it more specifically than that? Something or other that occurred to Leonardo and to Boehm. Think of a recorder and then think of a modern clarinet, if you like.
Stop it.
How do you mean stopping?
Levers.
How do you mean stopping?
Levers instead of putting your finger
on
the bunghole.
A key system, as opposed to mere finger stopping of the holes, yes.
Frankie got that, you know.
Frankie can now get a mark for himself. Frank, in the 10th century, St. Dunstan, who was then Archbishop of Canterbury, was charged with sorcery. He was said to have produced magical and mysterious music. What did he do you think?
What did he indeed?
Can I give you a clue? It was something.
The only thing I know about St. Dunstan is that he pinched the devil's nose with a pair of red-hot brass pincers, and from that arose Brazen Nose College. But presumably that isn't the answer you want.
But no, did he just leave it in the breeze and let the wind do the work?
Ah!
I thought he said he left it in San Francisco.
Yeah. What's known as the linoleum harp.
Yes. John, I'm going to give you a chord in G. Hold on a minute. Because you've got it. He left his harp where the wind could blow through the strings. And the harp seemed to be playing automatically, and he was charged with sorcery. And you've got the mark for your side.
But it wouldn't sound in the breeze, because an Aeolian harp has to be very sort of very lightly strung.
Well, take that up with the people of the 10th century. Don't bother me with your...
Well, I can't. They're dead.
Ian.
Prove that the kid was framed.
Well, the harp was.
Ian, I'm going to move on to you. If I had, Ian, in my music room, a siskin, a serin, and a chukar, what sort of music would they produce?
Well, I've been in your music room, Steve.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure you haven't got any of those things, because you'd have shown them to me.
I would.
You'd have said, look at my chukar or my siskin.
And he told you how cheap he got them.
Chukar, that's chukar polo.
No, nothing to do with this.
Yes,
no.
A polo, and the wind blew through the hole.
It's an idea for which I propose to allot you a mark. Yes, that's right.
No, I don't know.
Do you know, Dennis? Siskin, no. Serin, chukar, they're all birds. The first two would twitter, and the chukar, being a kind of partridge, would give a chicken-like call.
As opposed to a partridge-like call.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of siskins around my way, I can tell you. Dennis, your turn. According to an old Gaelic legend, a druid's crot killed 9 people.
It's a four-letter word that sounds dreadfully Anglo-Saxon.
It does, yes,
doesn't it? I hesitate to give any answer to that. I know very little about druids. I can do a druid song.
Please, that'll do for a mark.
Birds, druid, fleas, druid, even if it is.
Druid again.
Yeah. Well, tell you what you do, it's the way that you drew it.
Druid, that's
yeah.
Right.
And Dickens wrote a novel.
Yes.
Edwin Druid.
Yes. I must tell you, in search of a captured friend, the Druid chieftain penetrated the enemy camp where his crot, or lyre, was hanging in the banqueting hall. At the sound of its master's voice, so to speak, the crot leapt from the wall towards him, killing 9 of the enemy in its flight. I'm going to give myself a mark.
Yeah. The operative word is liar.
Yeah.
an old legend. Some popular pieces of piano music are recognisable almost from the first note, and certainly from the introduction. John, I'm going to play you the start of a piece that pianists love to play. I have no evidence at all that anybody loves to hear it, only that we pianists like to play it. It begins like this. What is it?
Ba ba da dee da da da.
And what is it?
Windy day in Trollhättan.
Not windy.
Wedding day.
More nuptial than
wedding
that.
Day.
Wedding day by
Grieg.
Grieg, that's right. Mark to you, yes. Frank, one two-note chord will, I think, serve to identify a piece for you. Listen carefully.
Clair de Lune.
Well, come on.
I hate you, John. It's Hate John Week. Yeah. What would that be, Frank?
I presume it's Clair de Lune.
Yes, it is. If it had been a tone higher, John, would it have been tone higher?
It's almost in Beethoven land, isn't it?
No, I think Brahms, lullaby. Frank's got the mark anyway.
It's Au Clair de la Lune anyway.
Yeah. Ian,
by Mon Ami Pierrot.
Over to you, Ian. It's a generation or more since pianists enjoyed playing this. Can you remember its title, perhaps, but certainly its composer?
I can remember who played it. Yeah. Billy Mayrol.
He wrote it too.
Yes.
Title?
Ace of something.
Yeah.
Spades.
No!
I'm trying to draw
hearts.
Hearts.
I'm sorry. You certainly earned a mark. Ace of Hearts from Billy Mayrol's Four Aces Suite. Mm. More famous, of course, for Marigold, obviously. Mm. Billy Mayrol. Yeah. Dennis, less than half a bar for you, but I think you might get it. You ready?
Yeah. You were wrong.
I'll play it again high.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bit more.
Oh, that's Sid Phillips.
Yes. Yes. Go on.
That was hors d'oeuvre.
Hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah.
A great favourite of Sid Phillips, yeah. The veteran bandita. I'll give you that mark. You've certainly got it. Dateline Hollywood. You can't beat a good succulent Hollywood film theme. What is this the theme from, John? Filmic.
Mm. It's Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony.
Mm. And not from a film. But it sounds very like Max Steiner, doesn't it? Or one of those.
Oh, it's much better.
Well, that's only because you know it's by Rachmaninoff.
Nonsense.
Rubbish. Oh, well, no.
Get off.
Right. It comes from the slow movement of Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony, Mark, to you. Frank, that was therefore composed by Rachmaninoff. This song version of it, though, was composed by someone else entirely. An old friend of ours called Eric Carmen. Question to you, who is the singer?
Never gonna fall in love again. I don't wanna start with someone new. Cause I couldn't bear to see it end. Just like me and you.
Just like me and you, one of my favourite lines.
Somebody, yes, a bit ungrammatical. So somebody's singing through raspberry jelly.
But how do you tell what it would do?
The singer, because...
Well, it's a very well-known voice.
But there's a great number of voices compressed.
Oh, well, and they're all her own.
Oh, it's her.
Or his own, as the case may be. would you like me to give you a cryptic type, crossword puzzle type clue?
Oh, yes, yes. Let's play crossword puzzles,
yes,
anyway.
Right. Let's do this, right. If you'd like to write down at four little spaces or dots.
Yes.
And I'll give you my clue.
Go
already.
On.
And a mixed up Irish girl.
Dana.
Or Dana.
Yes, Dana.
Yes, because.
Because she sang it.
Yes, because I said and a mixed up. That's
yes,
right.
Yes.
How very clever of us both.
Yes, yeah. I rather thought so. Yes. Thank you very much. Yes. Right. You going to give me any sort of marks at all?
Of course a mark. Yes,
fool.
Ian, this too began life under another composer's name, though the names that appear on the record label, I notice, are Jaffa, Fulton and Bonks. But who, not who composed this, who first composed this?
If you are but a dream, I hope I'll never wake him. It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken.
Nice voice.
A few weeks ago in a program called Command Performance, I demonstrated my ignorance by playing the original of that romance by Anton Rubinstein. Yes. And after it was over, saying, what a beautiful melody, I wonder if anybody's ever made a song out of that. And my poor producer's post bag was filled with names like the ones you just mentioned, and the fact that it had been sung by Frank Sinatra, and another version of it by Richard Tauber, and another one by Nelson Eddy.
Really?
I was unexpectedly prepared
well,
for
are.
That.
That was Frank Sinatra, this one. Yes. The dairy song, If You Are But a Dream.
Yes. <That's right.
laughs> Anyway, you've got the mark. Anton Rubinstein, the melody in F. Man.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to play you something on the piano which will convulse really musical people and will completely sail over the heads of everyone else.
Of me, you mean. That's what you're getting. You're getting your rotten indirect way.
A friend of mine who is quite a noted composer was listening on his car radio one day, and he heard a version of Melody in F, which began like this. Notice the chords.
I know that's Rich.
Rich is right.
That's Art Tatum.
No, he didn't do that tune, did he?
He did. I used to have a record of him playing.
Oh, Melody in F, yes.
Melody in F.
But he did do that. Da da dum ba da dee da
It's nature imitating art.
Oh, well. Dennis, sometimes this borrowing trade is in the opposite direction, and something light becomes something serious. One piano concerto coming up. Theme, Dennis.
Well, it's Lennon and McCartney. It's what Jack Payne used to call a concert arrangement.
Very much so, yes. That's right. Arthur Wilkinson did the marvellous job on those Beatle tunes. Zach Lawrence was the pianist. And whenever I play any of these Beatle arrangements, I always have to say in very large capital letters that the record is no longer available. And people then write to me in large numbers and say, that record which you said is no longer available, will you please tell me where I may obtain it? This is the round in which the words of some song or other provides you with the answer to the question, but don't forget there's a one-mark penalty if you sing instead of saying the answer. John, given a weak whistle, what should you yell? Frank, perhaps help.
Frankie boy.
A weak whistle?
Yes, if your whistle's weak.
Anything to do with a lack of pee?
No. It comes from Pinocchio, the song.
Give a little whistle.
So, and if your whistle's weak, yell. You don't know, do you? It cost you the game, I think.
Jiminy Cricket.
That's it! You got it! Well done. Yes, you worked. Yell Jiminy Cricket. Did you get it from the other side?
Yes, they were sort of doing a vent doll. And thank you.
Well, you'd like half a mark, wouldn't you, for that? Fair enough.
Oh, give him a mark.
Give him a mark, right? One mark, then, out of two, yes. Frank, if you would have our branch progress, what would you say to the Great White Chief?
Not singing, you must say yes to Mr. Brown.
Oh, that's right.
No more or less to Mr. Brown.
If you would have our branch progress, you merely bow and acquiesce.
Lovely melody.
Yeah, I'll play it.
Go on.
Mr. Brown, no more or less to Mr. Brown. He had a great white chief, you know. They didn't know it to tell you.
He sang, folks, so it's one mark out of two. two, I think. Ian, in whom was there a breathless overnight change?
There's no risk of me singing that, because I haven't the slightest idea what's
been.
Breathless overnight change.
Only put the words out. Overnight there's been a breathless change.
Think of a horse. You. A horse.
Gigi.
Tune too.
The only thing I could think of was taking the sleeper up to Holyhead and having to get out to get on the boat at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Gigi, overnight there's been a breathless change in you. Dennis, you're my winter, summer, spring, my everything. What are you rolled up in?
You're my everything underneath the sun. You're my everything rolled up into one.
So one is the answer.
Yes, one. Yes.
And one gets you two marks. Fair enough. And we move on to the last round. Subject of the final songs this week, the party piece round from all four. Subject, mostly girls. John, earn a mark by singing about your lovely Celia.
Do I get an intro?
Yes, you get an intro.
Oh, how lovely.
My lovely Celia, heavenly fair, and so oft as e'er, no more than torment me, but be kind, and with thy love ease my troubled mind.
It justifies the annual license money.
I used to think that Celia was rather a cheap girl, really.
Did you really?
Because we used to have this album of Lane Wilson, is it?
Yes, the arrangement.
Songs. Mm. And it gives a whole list of the songs, and against My Lovely Celia, there's a little asterisk. And you look down at the bottom, and it says, the asterisk, may be had separately, 2 shillings.
Frank, the girl in your song is Sally, the one who's beguiling, it says in the middle bit.
I'm the only person in the last 50 years to have sung this, apart from Miss Gracie Fields. But it's interesting to think that it is, in fact, a song addressed to a girl. No, hang on. Start again.
I'll give the note.
Can it come down a bit? Come down a bit. That's it. Sally, Sally, don't ever wander away from the alley and me. Sally, Sally, marry me, Sally, and happy forever I'll be. When skies are blue, you're beguiling. And when they're grey, you're still smiling, smiling. Sally, Sally, pride of our alley. You're more than the whole world to me.
Dennis.
Never wonder.
Dennis, Louisa, not the Louisa that every little breezer seems to whisper, but the one who you like even more than beer, according to the verse.
Arthur Schwartz, is Louisa.
Yes, that's right.
You've gone back to the alley. Yeah. I love Louisa, Louisa loves me. When we rode on the merry-go-round, I kissed Louisa. No, go to the bit. Go to the bit, which was Ach, God, but she's a beautiful Louisa. Ah, when I choose 'em, I love a great big bosom.
Yeah. Ian, enough of girls for the moment. Let's encourage you to devolute with Westering
Hume.
Hume. Hame. Westering Hame.
Home.
Okay, home.
That's it, is it?
That's the key.
Westering home and the song in the air, light in the eye and it's goodbye to care. Laughter, oh love, and a welcoming there. I love my heart, my own one. Tell me your lands of the Orient gay. Speak o' the riches and joys of Cathay. Hey, but it's grand to be welcomed ill day, to find yourself nearer to Isle. And it's welcoming home and a song in the air, a light in the eye and it's goodbye to care. Laughter, oh love, and a welcoming there. I know my heart, my own one.
Time to go, I'm afraid. In case you're competitively minded, this week's edition has been the victory by one mark for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreier.